Welcome to the Kosafa Show with Mark Gleason and Nick Say.
Welcome to our latest episode of Kosafa Show, where we talk all things VAR and match officials. Later, we chat to Kosafa Executive Director Sude Tome about the exciting plans the organization has for its newly acquired video assistant referee equipment. But first, we speak to Kosafa Referees Manager Felix Tangorarima about why it is so critical for the region to implement VAR and upskill its match officials on its use if they want to participate in future global events.
Yes, we have already started the calendar of COSAFA tournaments with the beach soccer, which we did, which was very, very successful. I mean, I was surprised by the standard of refereeing, which was displayed, which was demonstrated during the tournament. And also that brought in the, you know, the competition itself. We could find out when we have some big guns from other, you know, confederations and other zones. It added really the spice for our tournament. Really, it was well done. But again, beach soccer came and it's finished. We look ahead of what is coming and what you are supposed to do according to our COSAFA calendar. You appreciate that we are going to have the senior challenge in June. And but before this senior challenge, we actually had some exciting news as COSAFA. The reference department, as COSAFA, as an organization, when we then finally received our VAR equipment, which we have been waiting for quite a while. And this really is actually made our program even much congested, because now we can actually plan and put on diary the schedules for our training with VAR. The really reason why we cannot really confirm anything at the moment is now that we have the equipment, we need to have the manpower, and the secretariat and our executive directors, they are working on that. We need to train our own operations personnel who can actually operate the equipment. And we have identified from our department as referees people whom we thought, if they are trained, they are always with us. They will not leave us. They are from referees and they always belong to referees. So this is a very, very important, you know, area where we are now. Let me expand on VAR, because you will find out that it has actually impacted on our referees in terms of international assignments, simply because that now in all the CAF tournaments, we are using VAR. And if our referees are not really trained to officiate with VAR, they are actually left behind. And this have actually impacted on a number of our referees. So for us as the referee department, really, this equipment has actually come in time that we need to utilize it to the best of benefits to our referees and for our national associations.
Yeah, no, it's interesting, Mr. Felix, that you talked there about needing to upskill referees so that they can take part in CAF competitions, but I guess even more importantly, perhaps take part in World Cups and whatnot in terms of bringing them up to speed using the equipment.
Yes, as you can see on the tournaments which are there now, we are having the Olympics, which is coming very soon. You'll find out that the numbers of referees we are sending there, yes, we have our two referees going there, but you'll find out it's the two are assistant referees. And I will tell you why the two are assistant referees is because the referees part, we were actually affected by the retirement of our senior referees, which left a gap. And this is a gap we are trying to close in. But this particular, you know, VAR situation, it's not only for the zone, it's not only for CAF, but in the near future, FIFA would probably say every national association must be using VAR, because as I'm talking to you right now, it is incorporated into the laws of the game. So we are trying by all means as a zone so that we will not be caught, you know, unaware of the situations. But my appeal would be to the national associations themselves. As a zone, as COSAFA, we can do so much, but the federations must also take responsibilities of developing their referees into new technology. And we are saying together with our member associations, they must show a willingness to develop their referees if they want their referees to be appointed into the Africa Cup of Nations, World Cup games, and so on. And like these games which are coming next week, the Champions League, we don't have many central referees. We have assistant referees. We have VAR. Fortunately, we have a number of VAR-trained referees. So it's impacting on us as a zone. It's also impacting on our national associations.
And we saw what I think was a successful pilot with VAR last year in CASAFA tournaments. Are we hopeful that we will see VAR certainly in the senior men's and the women's? Are we at that stage yet?
Yeah, what we have done is provisionally with the agreement of the secretariat, our executive director, we have put a plan in place that our top three tournaments, that is the Senior Challenge, which is coming in June, the Women's Champions League and the Senior Women, both of those tournaments, we are going to be using VAR in the same module like we did last year in the women. So we have already selected the referees for the senior men, and you find out that within the group of referees who are coming, we are also bringing in some female referees. We are bringing in Akona, we are bringing in Pens from Mauritius, Rivet from Mauritius, Diana Chikoteshi from Zambia. Why? Because those are our experienced VAR officials who will help us to make the tournament go through. And in the process, they also help us with their colleagues. As we train their colleagues, when they are actually with them, it will also become easier for the other referees to emulate what these female referees have done. So already plans are underway. Myself and the executive directors will be having a meeting with FIFA within the next few days to updating them where we are now in terms of our planning. But the bottom line is, yes, our tournament in June is going to be on VAR. The last four is going to be on VAR, but the rest of the tournament will be as part of training like we did last year.
And talking of training, and you touched on it earlier there about losing some very, very, very experienced match officials in Victor Gorams and Jenny Sekazwi recently. When you look at those that are coming up, do you feel that there's a lot of quality still coming from the region? You've done ever so well in the past to bring through real quality referees. Do you feel like this next wave has that same quality to them?
We have a number of quality junior referees coming up. But like I said, really, the impediment at the present moment is that they are not compliant in terms of VAR, and that again will actually derail their promotion into the CAF mainstream. So that's why I was saying, look, the coming of this program, the VAR equipment to our zone, is going to eliminate these problems we are having. We have a number of good referees. Refereeing without VAR, we can supply CAF as many referees as they want. But now, when it comes to their tournament, to CAF tournament, since CAF has actually made a decision that every tournament, every one of their tournament is going to be with VAR, and this is where we are getting a challenge, because our referees who are coming up to close the gap, they are not yet licensed. And the coming of this equipment to our zone is going to help in a great deal to fast track the licensing of our referees.
And Mr. Felix, if we just go back to the beach tournament, which we have had so far, I know that certainly in years gone by, there were special programs put in place to help fast track referees in beach soccer, which of course is completely different from association football 11-a-side that we know. Were you happy with the performance and how things have gone along there?
Really, I was extremely happy. If I can tell you that when we started our inaugural beach soccer, that's when we started to have referees. We didn't have anything in place. And if I tell you now, the majority of the referees, in fact, almost all the referees who were within the tournament, during the tournament, are already on FIFA. And some of them are a product of the previous beach soccers, like we have like in South Africa. We have two already who are on FIFA, whom we identified the first in our inaugural beach soccer tournament in Durban. And they were part of those 10 referees who are actually incorporated into the 5-day training. And we identified them. And now look, they are on FIFA. And they officiated very well. And to add to that as well, we may actually have another two again from Durban, because what happened is within the referees who were sent to us, local referees, we then took two to be part of the tournament. And they also did very well. So you find out our referees in terms of beach soccer, the number is growing. But you find out not all our national associations play beach soccer. But those who are playing, like Malawi is playing, there is a league there. And because of that, you find out when they come to us, we just need to give them the latest situation in the laws of the game. Because mind you, where they are actually operating, sometimes they don't have the technical support, because it's a sport which was not really being looked after as one of the important goals. But now we have actually started developing the instructors within those countries, so that when they go back, they can also disseminate the information to their referees. And I'm extremely happy with what we have in terms of beach soccer. Yes, within the tournament, there are always some complaints here and there. But you see, you need to remember that we are a development region. We are developing, and in the process of developing, we encounter some mistakes from the referees, and then we corrected them. But when I look at the big picture, I'm extremely happy with what we achieved during the beach soccer tournament.
And at the moment, we've got going the futsal African Cup of Nations. Do we have many referees from futsal in the region?
We have. But you see, futsal, it has been a big challenge. I think I've actually reported this to the referees committee. I've also reported this to the directors, to the secretary, that futsal is actually one area we are struggling. And the really problem which I actually discovered is that those countries who are playing futsal within their national association, it's like it's being used as a private entity, not really working with the football federation. As such, it's difficult for us to really work with them, because if they are not working with their federation, it's going to be a big problem. But I have reported this to the secretariat, that they need, as an executive of COSAFA, to look into this situation, how we can enhance the participation of futsal referees in our zone.
And then, Mr. Felix, we've had, and I've seen them in action, at schools tournaments and at the under-17s, we've had some very, very junior referees who've come put themselves out there in international football. Are you quite pleased with what you saw perhaps at the African Schools Championship in Zimbabwe at the end of last year?
I think this is the way to go. If I tell you, if we can actually, catch up these youngsters at that level, going to be our big, big referees in the future. For your information, six of the referees who were in Zimbabwe for the schools tournament, I've just been requested to submit top six referees from our zone by CAF, which I did yesterday, for the Africa Cup of Nations schools tournament in Zanzibar. So you can see that we are going to have six referees from our zone in the schools category in the main Africa Cup of Nations for schools, which means it shows that really this area is developing. And if you were listening in Zimbabwe, the coaches, there were a number of coaches and the scouts who were actually attending this COSAFA schools tournament. And they were saying, look, these are the referees we want. We don't want these old ones, because what they are doing, they do to the best of their ability. And we are extremely, extremely excited by this development. And the CAF has requested us to have six of the referees from this group which were in Zimbabwe. So it's a big, big development plus on our side as COSAFA.
And then you mentioned it earlier about the Olympics and having referees there. Who from our region is going, and are you hopeful that we'll see even more in the future?
I'm hoping that we'll see more in the future. But you see, when it comes to the Olympics, these are tournaments where we have quotas. I mean, zones are given a quota of referees who can actually represent the continent. So in our zone, we have two assistant referees, Diana Chikoteshi, who is doing very well, and Jason Dos Santos from Angola, again, who is doing very, very well. And if I can tell you, these two, they are going to Olympics. It's not by chance. They are the two assistant referees who officiated the Africa Cup of Nations in February as assistant referees. So you'll find out that, look, if they were not good, they would not be going to the Olympics. But it is based on the performance which they displayed during the Africa Cup of Nations that really they've been selected to represent Africa. And in the process, they are representing our zone at the Olympics. But unfortunately, we don't have a central referee. Like I said, we lost five of our top referees, and we are actually in the process of building, you know, a group of referees from our zone. At the moment, we have Tom Abongile is the only one who is really top in terms of VAR compliant in our zone. And we need to beef up this number because we can't rely on one referee alone. But we are excited that we are being represented as a zone at the Olympics with very quality assistant referees.
And can I just ask, this might be interesting for our listeners, in terms of what sort of feedback you give to referees, say, after a CASAFA Cup, are there sort of sessions where you go through their matches with them, or how does it quite work?
Okay, what we do is in every game which is actually played during the CASAFA tournament, these games are always on television. And with the help of the media department, the TV, just after the game, they give us the footage. And the same night, we then go through the footage and the cut clips where we think the referees would have done very well. We need to commend them. And where we think the referees would have done some error of judgment, where again, we'll show them. The following morning, we are in class with those clips, asking these referees, explain, why did you do this? What do you think about this decision? And then we correct them. So it's a process. It's a developmental process. And this is, a lot of people do not know what goes behind the scenes. And some of us in the department, we hardly sleep because we need to catch up with the deadlines. So we debrief them on every game using the image which we get from our television crew. And then we cut clips and then we discuss. It will be a discussion for all of the referees. They give us their opinion. They give us what they think could have been done. And in the process, we correct the referees.
Okay, great. Well, Mr. Felix, thank you so much for your time as ever. And thank you once again for the tremendous work that you do during the CASAFA region and beyond CASAFA for referees. And yeah, we wish you all the best in the future.
Thank you very much. And we have another two referees, Akona and Tanyuka, who should be going to from the 3rd June to the 16th of June. They are going to France for a tournament. This tournament, which is a festival, international, is part of the weekend. And we are excited that we have, again, two of our referees from our zone going to this tournament. And in addition to that, we also have our physical coach from Mozambique will be part of the delegation going to France for this tournament from the 3rd to the 16th of June. So it's exciting times for us as referees department, but although we need more of these situations, but at the moment we are extremely happy with the support we are getting from the secretariat. They are giving us everything we want, they give us. So we need to deliver as the department because we are not lacking anything. They are actually supplying what we want. So I also want to commend them and appreciate the support they are giving us.
CASAFA Executive Director Sude Tome has been leading the charge for VAR in the region for some time, and she explains how it might be implemented for use both on the pitch and as a training tool.
Sue, thanks very much for your time. I believe that CASAFA is now in possession of VAR equipment. If you can now just give us a little bit more information about that and where it was procured from.
Thanks, Nick. Very exciting. It's been on the cards for some time. CAF took a decision last year to procure equipment for its zonal unions who didn't already have in the zonal union. We were the proud recipient of VAR equipment that was shipped from Dubai. It was manufactured and assembled there under the watchful eye of the CAF VAR manager and referees department, and landed here in South Africa a couple of weeks ago, several tons of it. So, you know, we can now get things moving.
And last year we had a very successful pilot project, I think, with the VAR system at the women's events. Is the plan to roll it out further this year in terms of having it at every single CASAFA event?
Yeah, certainly we will be doing it. Remember that we did it for the female referees last year around the CASAFA Women's Championship. So the plan now is to do a similar rollout ahead of the CASAFA Cup and then during the CASAFA Cup, which takes place in June. And that, of course, will be for all of our male referees. So, yes, a very similar rollout to what we did in October.
And in terms of how the equipment works, I believe it's going to be in an OB van. How has it kind of been assembled and put together?
Well, currently it's in its beautifully constructed flat cases where every little piece has its space. And it's in a storage. The plan is not 100% confirmed yet. Our plan, but we will take advice from experts and from CAF when they come down next month. Our plan is to build it into or have it in a truck. So that we can literally roll out our training plan around the region. The other alternative, depending on on the thought of having the equipment on the move, which of course it is sensitive equipment. The other plan would be to set it up into a small studio here in Johannesburg and make that and Johannesburg the hub for a VAR academy, where our member associations would then bring their referees, and or we would do a regional workshop a couple of times a year, but in between times our member associations can request to bring their referees to Johannesburg have training on the equipment. So it's not 100% confirmed yet. As I said, the next step, having got the equipment here, the next step is that we need to have a training workshop, and that is planned for first week, sometime in June. For the operators, for the the technicians and the operators who will be looking after and operating and setting up our equipment here for the academy, and or if we are taking it to member associations in a van. So that's the first thing. It's CAF referees department and the VAR specialists will be coming down here. We have identified six or seven operators from both South Africa as well as some of our member associations to receive training on the equipment, on how it works, etc., and how to operate it on an ongoing basis. So that is the next step. And at that point in time, also we're doing our investigations and a business case study as to what would be in theory and from a financial perspective, what would be the better option you know, either to set it up here and our MAs to bring their referees here for training, or to, you know, to put it into an OB van type of, you know, vehicle, and then to be able to be on the move and take it to our member associations. Having said that, of course, one needs to remember that we've got some members that we will not be able to move our van to, more particularly the four islands, and then you know, the likes of Angola, which is, you know, which is just too far. So yeah, so the jury is out on the final plan, but the most important is we've got the equipment here. The training of our operators will be done immediately after, you know, the final of the Champions League, etc. Once, because referees department is naturally very, you know, focused on that right now, and you know, having done that, then we'll be ready to rock and roll.
That's it for another episode of the Kasafa Show. We'll be back in a fortnight. Don't forget, you can listen to more of our podcasts on our YouTube channel, Spotify, and iTunes. You can also get the latest news via our website at www.kasafa.com and on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.